Here we go. So all right, this is upfront for, this one will be for June 15th. Here we go. On Father's Day. Well, how about that? All right, here we go. In 3, 2, and 1. And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Upfront, your public affairs program heard each and every Sunday morning right here on Cat Country 98.1 and Big 101.3. I'm your host, Ed Pereira. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. We appreciate you making us a part of your weekend. And joining us this morning, a first-time guest. We know the organization very well. We've had lots of folks in here from over the years to talk about the YMCA on the South Coast, but we welcome a new president and CEO here for the YMCA South Coast, and that's Lucrea Ortiz. And Lucrea, welcome to Upfront.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, Ed.
It's a pleasure to be here with you and have you talk about this, an organization that's over 150 years old. And you don't look a day over 20, so that's perfect.
Well, first I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, we are an organization of families and are very supportive of all of our families. So hope everyone has a wonderful day today.
I have faith in them, and I think they will, and it'll all work out well. You know, of course, Mother's Day was just last month, and now here we are for Father's Day, and well, every day's Kids Day, right?
Of course.
And speaking of kids, summer comes up, lots of programs at the YMCA at all of the different locations in the YMCA South Coast. I'm sure you're going, we have how many kids are going to be in this program?
Thousands. So camp is such an incredible endeavor for us. I mean, year round, right? The why is for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And when we have youth in our hands, we take all those three pillars very seriously. But camp is special. Yeah. And what's great about South Coast is that our youth get to experience camp in various settings, whether they want to be here in the city in New Bedford or Fall River, or on the coast in Mattapoisett, mm-hmm. or on the farm in Dartmouth. And I think, you know, that's what really attracted me to this YMCA, that geographic diversity,
right.
But really giving our youth different experiences and learning throughout the summer.
It is amazing to me how YMCA camps do so well. Speaking as a former camper way back when they used to have one in, I think it was in Westport, we did the day camp out of Fall River. You know, you do a day camp for like 3 or 4 weeks, and it was probably the best part of the summer.
Yes, for sure. They're learning things about themselves, mm-hmm. right, that they may not have an opportunity to think about and learn. I think the exploration piece for kids during the summer is important. They're not so scheduled and regimented, you know, so they have that freedom a little more. And then I think at the Y, what we try to do is expose, right, like really expose kids to different things they may not experience. Over in Mattapoisett, for example, we teach them sailing. And, mm-hmm. you know, from what I learned in my very short tenure, you know, some of our kids are leading those programs if they've been with our camp for a few years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great skill to learn. And for some of our youth, it's something they would never have exposure to.
You know, I think it is something, and it says something about the YMCA when you have former campers, for lack of a better term, come back and say, can I volunteer? I'd like to be a counselor here. I really had a great time, and I would like to have the kids behind, next generation, enjoy that same thing I did.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've been what we call in the YMCA movement for 10 years, and I've learned we are one of the biggest employers of youth across the country, whether it's wow. camp, whether it's after school, whether it's in our fitness facilities or any other program. And it's because of what you just said, they have these foundational experiences, and Y staff are really trained to pour into people, right? Mm-hmm. The community spirit and energy that youth experience, a lot of them want to stay on and be a part of that. That's such a community building experience. So we take very seriously how we're training our youth. One area where we're in constant need of is lifeguards, right? Post-pandemic.
Well, I've heard that everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? That used to be like, oh, yeah, guaranteed. Every kid would want to do that. That's a great job. Summer, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like you just said, there's a need for that. And a friend of mine, his daughter is a lifeguard this year. And he said, yeah, you got to do that. He says he did it when he was younger. He said, it's a great gig.
Yeah, I think we're looking at what came out of the pandemic and the incredible disruption to every industry, right? Like, we're seeing it across the board in all kinds of work, but in our pools especially, we just lost that same kind of rigor, training, and access to the channels that brought in our lifeguards. So we're rebuilding that. And it, you know, lifeguarding, swimming, it's just an important life skill.
When people think of the YMCA, I think that's one of the first things they think of is the swimming programs. Oh, yeah, every kid learned how to swim at the YMCA, or it seems like they did. I mean, that's where most of us learned how to swim.
It's true. It's definitely foundational to swimming, and we're building that up. We right now have an incredible team, you know, really attract. But I think it's like getting the word out
right
to the youth about how fun it could be as well, right? I think it's an important job, but also the connection to people that you will build. And then when you're a part of the Y, you're a part of multiple teams. So you're really learning the workplace, you know, in a very unique way.
Right. And I know here with the YMCA South Coast, we have locations in, let me see if I got it, if I recall correctly, Swansea, Dartmouth, Fall River, New Bedford, Wareham, have I left? Oh, and of course, Mattapoisett.
Correct.
It's right next to a Reservation Golf Club. You go down the street, and there's the beautiful swimming area and the beachfront there, which is very nice also. And as you mentioned, sailing and everything else goes on there. I think it's the one thing that I do like about the YMCA. You learn about a lot of different things. You can try a lot of different things. Doesn't matter what your age is either, does it? You can be just a young lad or lass starting out at 9, 10 years old, or be an old-timer like myself and still go to the Y.
That is so true, right? I like to say every age and stage, right? So we're definitely from preschoolers all the way up to our senior community. And seniors in the Y are a huge community, right? And I think, you know, if we're talking post-pandemic again, it's really thinking about in that community how isolation is a serious issue, right? How are we truly connected to our seniors, ensuring that they're focused on their health, but also just connecting them to other people? And the YMCA is such a great source for that. Not only in our workout facilities, you know, where many of seniors come and exercise and do wellness, but we have so many volunteer opportunities, and our senior community are super engaged in that. For example, in Dartmouth, we run a farm, and that farm produces, you know, nearly 60,000 pounds of food every year that's given out to the communities in the area, and that is a pure volunteer operation. We have, you know, a handful of staff, our farmers, but really it's our volunteers that make that work.
Yeah, you're right, and I can see where you said, I'm going to go to a place where they have a farm. Let me think about this for just a brief moment. That's kind of unusual for a YMCA to say, hey, by the way, we have a great farm you can help out at too. We have to be pretty unusual with that. We must be one of a very few across the country.
Well, there are. I will say that the YMCA, what's so unique about it is it's meant to bend to every community. So in the Y, we say when you've been to one Y, you've been to one Y. Because while there are threads of similarities, there are so many differences.
Right.
So there are a few, you know, farm-wise across the country. I think what makes ours so different is that we're purely giving our food away. Like, in this area, there aren't actually a lot of farms that are doing that, right? So to generate this food and then give it away to people who really could use the produce,
right,
you know, and it's a massive effort that we do in partnership with the United Way. So we're very grateful for that partnership. But we also have another program called Full Plate. We partner with the Greater Boston Food Bank, and they're delivering 100,000 pounds of food to us every month. And we're basically setting up pantries at all of our YMCAs for anyone who could use food, and that's dairy, that's, you know, non-perishables, and we also offer produce as well. Also another huge volunteer effort, you know, so the food programming in the Y, I would say for this Y, is very unique and very big.
Yeah, it is incredible how you just have different things. But that's interesting you say that. You go to one mall, you've only been to one, not to a mall. They do share some things, though. There's no doubt about that. But we'll talk more about that in just a moment. You're listening to Upfront here on Cat Country 98.1 and Big 101.3. I'm Ed Pereira. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. Joining us this morning is the new YMCA South Coast, the president and CEO. And she puts it all on one business card. It says exactly that. Are the business cards in here?
Yes.
Okay. Ortiz is joining us, and business cards. I think about that now, and that's almost a thing of the past now.
It's true.
It truly is. I mean, one of the folks in the office asked me, they just said, "Oh, do you need new business cards? We're already." I'm going, "Really?" And I'm looking, I'm like, I have a box that I must have 3/4 of them, and I had them there now for about the last 10 years, I think. I mean, that's one of those things, I'm like, yeah. One of those ways we change, you know?
It's so true. It's so true. I do have business cards, and, I also have electronic means to share. But I think it's good for us to – what do we have, 4 or 5 generations in the workplace now?
Right? Yeah.
So there are folks that still use those.
Yeah, so you got to kind of meld there and work out with all of that. You've had a chance to meet with a lot of folks so far. What are the impressions of YMCA South Coast that first stand out to you here in your short tenure here?
Yeah, well, I will say, one of my board members, he asked me, if you could, in one word, sort of describe, what it's been like meeting people here. And I use the word warmth. I have been warmly welcomed, not just within the YMCA, but definitely outside. Mm-hmm. And meeting community leaders, I went to the symphony fundraiser last Friday. I was at the NAACP's Freedom Fund breakfast last Saturday. And I would say in every group, there was just incredible reception to me, even though I'm coming from the New York area.
You're not a Yankees fan.
I'll keep that to myself. I did, start my formative work in the Bronx, so I've definitely been to that stadium.
End of story. She's a Yankee fan. Well, let's let it go with that. don't be bringing any hate mail here or anything like that.
Definitely not.
Everyone has their chance to be wrong, okay? But it's it's all right. We'll let that go. But that is good that you get to meet a lot of different folks so far. And that's really, I guess that's probably the biggest part of your job right now is just getting a pulse of the community more than anything else.
For sure. I think one of the things that I'm definitely a community leader, and one of the things I like to focus on in my Y leadership is truly connecting with all parts of the community. Mm-hmm. And that is other organizational leaders, business leaders, elected officials, people who are involved in various congregations, religious leaders. I just think it's important to really go deeply into all segments of the community so I understand how the Y can be a partner. I've always viewed the YMCA as a convener, right? So most of the community will understand our core programming, but it's my job to bring them in a little further into other things that the Y does that is so helpful to communities.
Right. I was just going to say, you've been associated with the YMCA for many years already, so I would think that what you've done even in the New York and New Jersey area and here, there are certain things that still are commonalities to each and every one.
Sure.
Like, we got to make sure that we have this, this, and this. I mean, these are building blocks that you have to have all the time. You just mentioned it, a shortage of lifeguards. I'm sure there's probably the same problem for them in New Jersey and New York.
For sure. And I think, right now in this landscape, my connection to elected officials will be really important as we're seeing, government funding change. Yeah. The YMCA receives government funding, right? And, our child care is something that's huge. And that is definitely something that I experienced in my Y career. We help a lot of parents go to work without having to think about their children in the after school time, before school time, and even during the day. So our Ys here in South Coast, they do really great after school. And so
particularly right here at the New Bedford one, I have to tell you, when I'm not a let's get up and start our day at the Y, I'm a let's go and get the aggravation of the day out and go to the Y and do it that way. But when I get there at the end of the day, a lot of times I will see parents coming in and out picking up their children and so forth and so on. And I know they have that after school program, and I'm thinking, what a great thing, as you just mentioned, a parent can say, well, I know they're in a safe environment, They got good people there. You know, just one less thing you have to truly worry about, and they can do it at a reasonable cost.
It's true, and that reasonable cost is subsidized a great deal by the government, right? So our relationship to state elected officials especially, we want to ensure that we keep those subsidies, you know, so that parents don't have to worry and can also think about sending their kids to camp. We also have campers who are subsidized as well. That's an important part of the work we do, aside from serving everyone. So, you know, as a leader, I'm constantly thinking about, you know, my target audience, and that's, you know, all the folks who come through my doors, but also, you know, everyone in the community that may also want to engage with the Y as well.
Right. And a lot of folks are engaged with the Y in many different aspects of it, in different areas of it. And I think the one thing that people may not realizes that the Y is just more than just, okay, they got a swimming pool and they got weights and that's where you can go and run on a track and all that good stuff. But it's so much more than that. I know, for example, you have helping folks with cancer and helping them, you know, the Y get strong type of thing and have a program for that and have it so, you know, you don't feel like, well, you know, I really can't really lift a lot of weights. I can't. It's all right. Don't worry about a thing. We can help you along with it. Wellness programs, things of that nature. Those are things that are probably just as important as reaching out to the kids.
Oh, that is very important. Our Live Strong program, that is a YMCA nationwide program. And essentially what we do is take people who are, you know, dealing with cancer, surviving cancer, through like an 8 to 12 week program where we're focused on their physical, but it is actually the mental health piece that is so critical, because we're bringing him into a close-knit group of other people who have like experiences. They're not isolated. They're like going through this together. And then they're getting, you know, a trained trainer who can help them strengthen their body through this entire process, which can be incredibly harrowing. So you're right. There are programs in the Y that most, you know, don't know about. And those things we try to get funding for so that we can offer that for free to people. And that's important.
Right, right. And I think the other thing I know, having worked on a couple of campaigns to help out with this in the past, is you do have scholarships, I guess you want to call it, for people that you can apply for that. So if you have a family and you have four or five kids going to the Y at the same time, that can certainly be a big expense. But, hey, we can help you out a little bit here.
Correct, correct. We definitely offer, you know, what we call financial assistance, but we want to make sure that anyone who comes through our doors is just not turned away, right? Not because you can't pay. That's certainly something we want to help people with. So we create that accessibility by raising money so that, you know, and so it's a community effort, right? And that's what I like about fundraising. You know, I've done fundraising my entire time in the Y, and when I sit down with donors and people who are giving, I talk about the impact we can make together, right?
Right.
Y's are incredible experiments in community, right? And there's so many segments of the community that can be involved. Not just taking part, but really giving of time, of what we call treasure, so that the Y can remain sustainable, but serving in a way that meets people where they are.
You know, one of the things that I think people don't realize is that the Y is, if I recall correctly, and I may be wrong in this at the moment, but I'm pretty sure this is still the fact, that they still offer the most open pool time of any place you would go here in the greater New Bedford area. I think that is still the case, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and we are the only public pool in New Bedford, is my understanding, right? And so that is critical. At a time where you see less pools in communities, the Y is remaining committed to that. You know, that is something we want to create even greater access to as we think about the future and our facilities. So giving people the opportunity to swim and learn that life-saving skill is, you know, critical to our mission.
Sure, absolutely is. And you get to jump right in here and talk about fundraising. I mean, you and I were talking about this off air, that I remember when we talked about downtown redevelopment. Again, another place that we talked about. I can recall that everybody thought the first place that was the first building was the YMCA. That was the brand new building down here, and then everything just kind of came along at the same time, Route 18 and everything else. When you look at that now, that building's a little bit older now. It's and it's getting a lot of use. And so right away you come here and go, oh, guess what we got to do? We got to raise funds so we can get the Y up to speed again, all over again.
Right. So we've had a fantastic board of directors and my staff who have been incubating this effort to really transform that building. I think, Y's have tremendous responsibility to make sure that their facilities are up to date and malleable with the times. While that building dates back to the 1970s, this Y has been around since the mid-1800s.
Right.
And so we are an organization who fundamentally understands that we have to change with the times regularly. And one of those changes we're seeing right now is having a building that has, here in New Bedford, more open space, more classroom space to serve youth. I'm really thinking about what teens are doing in the after-school time. That's an area of expertise that I have, and really guiding our youth and having them think about their future is something that the Y can partner with schools about really well.
Right.
But you really need technology and facilities that allow you to create those pathways for them.
Right. Before we say you need just computer technology, hey, by the way, we have this new thing. It's called AI. Look out. That's all we're going to say. You and I agree, we may not have a job in a few years. There'll be someone, no, that's not true. They can always use people, that is for sure. You're listening to Upfront here on Cat Country 98.1 and Big 101.3. I'm Ed Pereira. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. We appreciate you making us a part of your weekend. And joining us this morning is the YMCA South Coast new president and CEO. She is Lucrea Ortiz. She's taking some wonderful time out of her schedule here to join us on this Sunday morning as we talk about the vision for New Bedford YMCA is going forward, and it's going to be a program where letting our YMCA friends know that they're going to be times you go, oh, I can't use that right now. Yeah, I'm afraid so, because they're kind of building this up. But when it's done, you are going to love it. You know, so patience, I think, might be the next thing you might have to teach.
Right, for sure. You know, and I think it's really important for us, to keep our facility modern and up to date, as we've been talking about. But we will definitely be informing the community when, all of this will start to take place. Right now, we're just in a serious fundraising effort so that we can actualize this. We'll actually have our annual meeting this evening where we'll talk about the work that we've done over the past year in programming, but also look ahead to this capital campaign that we're embarking upon.
Right. And, of course, that means that you're going to hear from Lucrea a little more often from time to time, talk about, hey, we have this great fundraiser, and we know you could be a part of it. So when Lucrea comes in and says, we want you to dig deep in those pockets, there's a good reason for us to help the New Bedford YMCA. But that's down the road right now, just getting used to everything here. She's about to find out about more and more Portuguese food as she goes along, because there's a Portuguese restaurant in every corner here in New Bedford.
I love that.
You knew that. Yes. And hope you like pizza, although I know, if you're New Yorker, you love pizza. But we have pretty good pizza here. Of course, I'm still partial to Pepe's over in New Haven, Connecticut, but that's just me.
I like it.
So that's just one of those things. But we know pizza is always king, so you can always go with that when you're in dire need, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm really looking forward to eating all of the cultural delicacies that New Bedford offers. There's so many different communities, but especially the Portuguese community. I'm interested in, learning more about their community and food and everything else.
And the Whaling Museum, which is not that far away from
It's right across the street from us, actually. And I think this project, going back to that, we see the incredible change that has happened development-wise in this area. And it's really important to think about your institution and how it feeds the community during that time. And so with a new commuter rail, for example, you'll have, potentially more people moving to this area, more building. So a robust community center like the Y is a way to keep people rooted in community and less transient. Sometimes when you're building a lot of housing, folks tend to be more transient. Right. But an organization like the YMCA will help people find each other and perhaps stay longer in community and commit to community.
So I believe that
the Y is a great nerve center for, you know, really building that community. So I do think our renovation here and in other places really serve the region in a way to create a strong community building.
YMCA summer camps are just about here. If you have not enrolled your camper, I strongly suggest you do so because their spots are limited. We know that. They're very,
right.
very limited. And I've noticed that, it seems like it's even earlier and earlier that we say, okay, it's February, time for you to think about your kid in the summer. And they go, yep, I've got my spot, you know.
That's definitely right. And just like meeting with the staff, I know that they have – you know, fun planned every single week. You know, the thing about the YMCA is we create programming and curriculum that is so intentional and so centers the experience of whoever we're serving. And so in creating curriculum and programming for youth, especially over the summer, we're really thinking about how do we make that fun on top of educational and exposure to different experiences.
So you mean they're going to do more than just play basketball or something like that?
Oh, for sure, for sure. They might engage in theater. They may be dancing. Definitely plenty of arts and crafts, sports, all of those traditional things that happen in summer camp, you know, with, you know, the flavor of the perspective of our youth. And, you know, a lot of our summer camps are led by Generation Z. Our young people, and they have incredible ideas, and they're super innovative. And at the Y, we try to create that space so that they can.
And that's what keeps all of us young when you have youth there to help and give different ideas when it comes to the future of the YMCA and what to expect. So now that you've had a chance to kind of get your feet wet, for lack of a better term, what do you make of the YMCA from one place to the other? And will the place in Swansea have the same kind of needs that some place in Wareham would have or someone else? Or is each one really that unique?
Yes, I will say one of the things that I'm looking at is what are the threads and helping the communities and each know. When you become a member of the New Bedford Y, actually you can go to the other Ys, right? Like that's the benefit.
Even across the country, if you wanted to, you're on vacation.
Correct.
You can use your YMCA,
by the way.
That's one of the great things. I think the Y, not too many organizations will do that or
it's
honor that.
It's true. And it's really important for us, for people to experience that in different places, because it can be a very different experience. But together with that is really acknowledging that each community will have different needs. And so creating programming that serves those needs is going to be important for us. And I think this Y does that well. And obviously, you know, if you're farming out there in Dartmouth, right, and you're coming to New Bedford, engaging in real community here and the programs that we have here, it will look very different. And it's meant to be that way. But I am, as the new leader, thinking about, like, what is the common thread and the consistency.
There has to be, yeah.
Yeah, and I think for us, it's definitely youth, it's families and seniors, right? Those are our biggest communities of participants at the YMCA. So really looking at programming across the board that is more seamless, that people can really walk through all of those spaces and truly engage and not have it be cost prohibitive just breaking down any possible obstacles or barriers for them to get
right.
to it.
They all have different things. I know, and it's funny when you're talking about the farm, the same thing. That's year-round. People don't realize that. It's not just like the spring, summer, fall. No, you can go through the winter there because they're doing it every single day.
Oh, they certainly are. And the farm, you know, there's a greenhouse there for a reason. They're doing a lot of prepping, you know, indoors to prepare, you know, for that really big effort. And I'm also thinking about how is the Y really helping create the next labor force in this area? Right. And so we have a huge, you know, commercial fishing industry
Certainly.
That steps away from the YMCA. Can we partner and help our youth understand what that pathway is to that work? A farm has so many technical roles. Can we teach people in the area what that skill set is? You know, so that's something I'm always thinking about when I'm in youth development. Yes, you know, we create spaces, you know, for kids to have fun, but, you know, we're an organization that can truly play a really large role in how people see their possibility, not just youth, but anybody.
Well, the farm to table movement has been going on for a while now, and that's probably the biggest thing in the restaurant industry as we speak.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Yeah, we're constantly having a conversation about nutrition, right, and how we understand nutrition plays a vital role in all of our lives.
So, in other words, don't have like two donuts and then go to the Y and get on the bike for 30 minutes is probably not the
Definitely wouldn't recommend that. Lots of hydration before you come to the Y, you know, more fruits and vegetables if you can.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess I got to give up those donuts after all. All right. Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to coming back.
All right. We look forward to having you back once again. That's it for this edition of Upfront, and we hope you will join us again next week, same time, same place. Until then, I'm Ed Pereira. Have a good week, everybody.